Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, Black Twitter. It's Monday. Y'all know it's not my favorite day of the week, but this Monday is special because it starts the countdown to our month-iversary. Month-iversary. We are 3 days away from the 1 month anniversary of Good Morning Black Twitter. I'm still here. Y'all are still here. I own all this crap, so I'm not going anywhere. I can't be canceled, boo. It's wonderful, and I'm excited that y'all are still watching, and I'm excited that y'all are rocking with me. I have a little something special planned for the month anniversary episode, so be sure to tune in so you don't miss it. And while we're at it, whether you're watching or listening, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. Now, have y'all kept up with the Twitter beef between Kitchenista and Raw Spice Bar? Well, Raw Spice Bar paid up 450 American Zolas. I guess they figured paying a small fee to get rid of the bad PR would be better than whatever the alternative is. Kitchenista has a statement on her Instagram. Wanna hear it? Here we go. Thank you to Raw Spice Bar for doing the right thing here, and to everyone who cared enough to amplify this issue. Sincerely hope it's a lesson to all about everything encompassing IP law, copyright protection, fair compensation, etc. I will continue to be as outspoken as I need to about matters that affect bloggers, creatives, and other freelancers like myself, and hope that we can all find solutions to protecting our art and business income online. Hashtag Raw Spice Bar. You know what I don't see in that statement? Any mention about Kitchenista plans to compensate the people who helped their business get paid. Hashtag free labor. Y'all got it. So I'm a little out of it today because number one, I have no tea. And number two, I forgot to mention who I was going to tweet for today. Today I tweet for people who didn't watch football, but whose team won anyway. Let's go, Giants. Oh, and the reason I didn't watch football is because I finally got to catch up on Atlanta and Queen Sugar. Y'all, Queen Sugar is so good. How could y'all not tell me Queen Sugar was so good? I was not ready. That opening scene, they didn't even have sex, and I watched that opening scene about 5 times. Ava, Miss DuVernay, how do you manage to make putting clothes on as sexy as taking them off? I don't think I've ever been that sexy putting clothes on in my life. I was mad when they were done. Like, that's it? She don't need nothing else? A headscarf? Some socks? A jacket? This is sexy as hell. I feel like I'm missing out having never experienced this sexy way to get dressed. I need a bae just to help me get sexy dressed. Like, this is a thing on my list of things that need to happen in my life post haste. Not a bucket list. Like, I needed this to happen yesterday. Hashtag sexy dressed. All right, Queen Sugar, getting people hot and bothered in the first 5 seconds of the show, getting dressed. I see you. I also finally caught up with Atlanta. And I have to say, one episode in, this show is really well done. And it was only a 30-minute episode, but it was really well done. And aside, I appreciate that shows seem to be doing away with this idea of a pilot episode. Like, there wasn't this weird explainer stuff happening in episode 1 of Queen Sugar or Atlanta. They just dove right in and started telling us a good story, and I appreciate it. Remember horrible pilot episodes, guys? They were so bad. I can't even remember the worst of them because my brain has blocked them out for sanity's sake. And now we're in like this television golden age, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. There are so many stories that haven't been told yet. And there are so many walks of life that aren't represented on screen. And it's like, if we don't turn back, TV can just go soaring. We could just be enraptured and surrounded by good TV. It's gonna be overwhelming and yet completely awesome. I'm looking forward to it. I'm here for it. Anyway, Atlanta. First episode really grabbed me and pulled me in. In 30 minutes, we learned all the characters, some of their story, and like I actually care. I actually care what's gonna happen to these people in the following episodes. That's rare. I mean, there are shows that I watched seasons of and I just sat there and wondered, why do I care about these people? Actually, I don't care about these people. At this point, it's so bad. I just want to see how the story ends. I care about seeing this through more than I actually care about the characters. But I care about Atlanta's characters very much. And I say this as someone who never really was here for anything Donald Glover has ever done. I just never really paid attention to him, not in TV, not in music. I mean, I saw him in Magic Mike, but I didn't see Magic Mike because he was in it. Like, I went to see Magic Mike and he was in it. So it was like, okay, whatever. So when it came time to watch Atlanta, I wasn't really expecting much except for the fact that everybody was telling me the show was good. And y'all were right. Good job, Donald Glover. And the fact that all the writers are Black, come through. Give me more Black writers. So Atlanta and Queen Sugar are definitely going to be on my fall TV watch schedule. And that's already two shows. One of them is a half an hour, so that means I got room for two more shows. And if I'm honest, those two shows will probably be Insecure and The Walking Dead, so that's it. I hope nothing else good comes out because who knows when I'm going to have time to even watch it. As it stands now, I'm going to have to watch Empire and Blackish on my commutes to and from work because this is too much. Calm down, TV. You're drunk and you're doing a lot. Sheesh. Okay, moving along. Where were you when Kate Upton got dragged across the timeline? I was at home, chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool. And Kate decided to hop her happy ass on the timeline and proceed to tell people when and how and where they should and shouldn't protest. And y'all proceeded to tell her which rectangles, household appliances, and electronic devices she's built like. I believe the hashtag was hashtag Kate Upton built like. And now, unfortunately for her, she's trending because she has no hips. I don't know. I'm personally tired of stupid celebrities, especially white ones, opening their big fat mouths to browbeat people who are actually working towards equality and justice for everyone. They always want to talk and never know what they're talking about. On the other hand, I try not to be a hypocrite when it comes to body shaming. Like, I had to learn why body shaming was wrong because it hurts more than just the person that you're targeting. And I know other people have to learn that too on their own in their own time. That being said, some stupid, famous, spoiled, sheltered white woman is not about to be the hill that I die on. So womp womp, Kate Upton. Maybe next time you'll stay in your lane and practice your smiles like I told you, instead of hopping on Twitter and getting in stuff you know nothing about. Bloop. But y'all, I just know this is gonna backfire when somebody else gets body shamed and folks try to defend that person and then somebody's gonna be like, but y'all are body shaming Kate Upton. I just see it. I can see the future and I know this is all gonna backfire. And I'm just gonna be there on the timeline waiting for it all to blow over, like. So where were you when Kate Upton got dragged like a sack of potatoes? Holla at me in the comments on goodmorningblacktwitter.com or tweet me at GMBTShow on Twitter. I'd love to hear from you. We have a full week ahead of us. Let's make it great. Have a good morning, Black Twitter.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing.
Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.